What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It is a Saturday morning, the first day of February, time to talk cars, trucks, vans, and maybe the problems you're having with yours, and to offer some free advice. We'll get you a little free diagnosis over the radio. Thanks to ASC Certified Technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny.
Hey, man, it's February. What happened in January?
It flew by pretty quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, they have been doing that lately for some reason. I can't tell you. But it's good to hear from you. Thanks again for helping our listeners out as you have been doing each week. In fact, let me give our listeners the phone number. It's also the text number. You can either call Nick if you'd like to chat with him. That's always great. Or if you prefer to send a text, that is great too. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Either a phone call or a text. I'm looking at a text for our opening song, which we've used for about 30 years. Is that Nick singing? No, it's not Nick singing. Maybe, I don't know. Did we record you years ago for that?
I don't think so. You don't want to hear me sing.
Okay. All right. But just keep in mind, if you have any kind of a question and you're having problems with your vehicle and you need to bring it in for service, but you want to kind of get some idea of what could be ailing and what you're up against, call or text sooner rather than later, because our time goes by so quickly. Nick takes his leave just ahead of Ted Farrell's Wine Chat about 7:45. So, again, our time flies by. So call or text sooner rather than later. Again, 651-461-9226. All right, let's see here. My 2018 is the first one that came in. 2018 Audi 2-liter turbo recommends, not requires, premium gas. Could I use regular or 88 octane? We've had that question occasionally.
We do get that question often, and you know, you can try it. A lot of times, the way these vehicles are designed and they're programmed, it's for that higher octane fuel to kind of manage the timing, the pinging. So if you want to try a lower octane fuel for a tank, go ahead. If you notice the pinging on acceleration or just not running quite right, you're probably going to have to move back up to the appropriate fuel. You can try it once. It's not going to hurt anything on a single tank, but likely you'll end up back using what's recommended.
Yeah, good idea. Let's grab a phone call this morning. Nick, Russ, I believe, calling from his car. Russ, good morning. What is your question, Russ, for Nick?
Hi, good morning. I'm thinking it might be a complicated one. 2011 Yukon XL 5.3 liter engine and 250,000 miles on it. When we had a cold snap about a week and a half ago, it was minus 25 degrees. Ever since then, every now and then my traction control and engine light come on and my truck goes into reduced power mode. And if I reset the codes with my reader, it goes away and it sporadically comes back. I've cleaned out the mass flare sensor and I've looked and I've cleaned the carbon buildup out of my throttle body. Every now and then it's running better, but it still comes and goes sporadically. I'm trying to figure out what to do.
You know, I guess the first thing we'd like to do is look at the freeze frame data. So when it sets those codes, it's going to store some information and different inputs, mass airflow being one of them, oxygen sensors, a whole series of information will be stored that might be a clue to what path we're headed. You know, I mean, there's a lot of areas. Is there something with the fuel system where there's something intermittently there, ignition timing? You know, there's some valve frame issues with some of those trucks. So I think what we need to do is, you know, get it in a situation where the light resets again, or if even better, obviously, if you could take it to a shop when it's misbehaving, makes it a lot easier to get to the bottom of it. Depends how sporadic it is. Might be one of those situations you have to leave it for a day or two to have multiple test drives and hopefully be able to catch it in the act. Once you have that situation, at that point, you can collect all the data and try to figure out what's going on.
Well, obviously, Nick, that Russ does a little more than your home handyman than most of us. I should alert our listeners. You don't have to be a gearhead or a motorhead or really your own home mechanic. If you drive a car and have problems, certainly we'd love to hear from you. So, but good for Russ, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like, you know, a lot of people do have those inexpensive handheld code readers. And just a little more information there. You get what you pay for. You know, some of the stuff that we have is like a manufacturer base, and it's thousands and thousands of dollars. So you can get a little bit deeper in the information you can collect there. So sometimes you have that code reader that gives you some basic information, but it's not always the whole story. So don't – it's not that it doesn't help or it doesn't get you through a bind, but if there's something deeper, like maybe in this situation going on, you might need a little more information.
All right. Looking at it, by the way, if you have any kind of a car care question, call us, text us, 651-461-9226. Another text, Nick, says this: high mileage vehicle idles at only 500 RPM, will quit at times. Is there a way to increase the RPM so a car keeps running? Just replace three plugs.
Well, we'd want to take a look there. What the previous caller said, how you cleaned out that throttle plate, throttle body, that might do the trick. If you're not don't have the handy capability, man, want to take it and have that done. But that might help clean out that carbon, allow that idle speed increase a little bit, which will get it back to the 800 or 900 RPMs it should be.
I was looking at another text, and again, we always recommend, if you could, and I'm guilty of this as well, maybe I should look at the owner's manual more often than I should. But texter says, what kind of oil and how much does the 2024 Silverado take? You probably have to, maybe you know that, but I would have to look that up. But if you don't have a manual, I mean, you could see manuals online. At least I have.
You can, and then a lot of newer vehicles have an app that you can download to your phone. But absolutely, you get into the owner's manual, the app, you can even look online, check with the local dealership. They're going to give you the weight. A lot of times there's a certain you know, Dexos is something that GM uses, and different manufacturers have different specifications for the oil. So it's not just the weight of the oil, but there's certain specifications that kind of talk about additive packages to kind of help those engines operate the way they should. So, like I said, look online, owner's manual. Maybe you can download the app for that vehicle. It's fairly new, so there might be an app with VIN number and such that you can get all the specific stuff for your car.
All right. Nick, hang on. We'll take a quick break. Just a reminder, Nick will be with us till close to 7:45 this morning. So if you have any kind of a car problem, truck, van, and you want to know what could be ailing, call us or text us, 651-461-9226. See if we've had any change temperature-wise. It's been 25 degrees for the last couple of hours or so, and that looks like it's holding at 25. What are we going for later today on another windy day and night? 37 the high today for your Sunday tomorrow, partly sunny, high near 41. Again, fair skies now. CCO temperature reading 25 degrees. Stay with us. Had a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with Nick Stoffel, ASE Certified Tech at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. I was just thinking I got to come in there and see you guys in a couple of weeks for a little look over. But folks that do need to get in to see you, how do we do that?
Yeah, so if you do happen to have a question before you take your car in, as we always say, feel free to ask us. We'll help you out. 651 228-1316. And if you're out on Grand Avenue sometime getting lunch or going for a stroll, stop and say hi. We're at 982 Grand Avenue. That's the corner of Grand and Chatsworth. And finally, please always check out our website, and that's LloydsAutomotive.net.
Very good. We'll get you that info before Nick takes his leave, which is about 7:45. Call us, text us, 651-461-9226, with any kind of a car care question you might have. Let's get to the phones, Nick. First up, Hank, calling in from Hudson, I believe, this morning. Hank, thank you. What is your question for Nick?
Well, when we had that stretch of cold weather, I got the low tire icon on my dashboard, and I checked in my car, a 2012 Liberty Jeep, tells me which tire and what the pressure is. I filled the tire up, and then a couple of days went by, and when it came on again, it didn't show me at low. It showed me the low pressure, but the tire that it was low had two dashes there. It didn't give me a number or what the PSI of the tire is. Was there a battery that went low, or what's going on with that, and how much does that cost to replace? Thank you.
Yeah, it's a good question. So depending on the make and the model, like in this case, it tells you the pressures of each tire. If one of them is just lines or flashing, it might be because, like you alluded to, that the battery's gone bad or weak in that sensor. Unfortunately, in order to replace that battery, you have to replace the sensor, which is going to require the removal of the tire and the separation from the tire from the wheel. So it's a little bit of work. It might cost you $100, $200 depending on the sensor and the wheel and all that. But they're important. You know, we always talk about these sensors and we sometimes ignore them. But when it got cold out, there was a lot of people that came with low tires and they've been ignoring the light. And the truth is, if you drive your car too long with a low tire, it'll actually damage the sidewall of the tire. So we need to replace it. So if you have a low tire, get it topped off. If you have that tire light on, next time you're in for service, have them look to see what's wrong. Maybe it's a matter of resetting it, or maybe you need one of those sensors replaced. But I tell you, I think it's worth the investment because as tires have gotten more expensive, keeping them full saves you a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Really expensive. All right, thank you, Hank. Let's move on. Dale calling in this morning from Prairie Farm, Wisconsin. Hi, Dale. Thanks for waiting. What is your question?
Yeah, I'm looking at a 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 pickup with a 5.3 motor in it, and it's a retired police vehicle. It's only got 97,000 miles on it, but it's got 7,800 hours on it. Is that a lot of hours? The AFM has been deleted. It's got new lifters and new cam and stuff been put in it because it had a mist, and that was the problem. I was just wondering if 7,800 hours is too many hours to be looking at.
You know, it depends on the price point, I suppose. You know, idling vehicles isn't ideal, but if the price is good, it's been taken care of. You talk about the AMF, which is that fuel management system that's been deleted, you mentioned. That's kind of like the one big thing that we see with those. So I guess I don't have a problem if it appears to be in good working order. Have somebody take a look at it, obviously, before you buy it. But if all those things check, I think you should move forward.
I guess he's okay. Very good. 651-461-9226. Any kind of a car care question, you can phone it in. You can text it in. Speaking of text, we have a bunch here. Let's see. This is a noise one now. You're going to have to take your guesses. The listener is hearing a certain, it almost looks like kind of a rubbing sound from the front left wheel area. Gets louder when slowing down. It's a 2023 Chrysler Pacifica. 24,000 miles on it. The noise is present when not braking. They just had it in for an oil change and tire rotation last week at the dealership. I mean, you obviously a blind guess here, but what do you think could be happening here?
Well, a couple of things. If the noise started after the tire rotation, I would take it back and say, hey, maybe something didn't go right here, have them pull the wheels off, reassess, and kind of go from there. I also think you said it was a 2017 with 24,000 miles, which isn't a lot of miles on that vintage vehicle. It makes me wonder if there's a little bit of a ridge built up on those brake rotors that is rotational. So when you have a noise that changes with engine speed, it's something rotational. The tires, the wheels, the brakes, the wheel bearings, those things are spinning as we're moving the vehicle. So we tend to try to focus on those items if the noise changes as we're going down the road. So two things. If it happened after the rotation, get it back in, have them take another look, or maybe have somebody look close at those brake rotors, brake pads, because maybe there's some corrosion or buildup because it's not a very high-miles vehicle for that that vintage.
All right. Looking at another text, Nick, it says a 2012 Chevy Suburban with AFM, 200,000 currently. Should I, texter says, change lifters before failure or plan for a long block motor replacement if lifters fail? Currently no oil consumption, change every 3,000. Should this work be done by a dealership or how to find a quality shop? I bet you get that a lot.
We do, and we do some of that work. I wouldn't go at, I mean, there's quite a few miles on it. It hasn't been a problem. I wouldn't assume there's going to be a problem. You know, we see those, what it is that they use these lifters that kind of shut the cylinders off to give a better fuel economy under certain situations. And they've had some issues with those lifters failing, which makes the vehicle very difficult to drive. And if it's ignored or there's a bigger failure there, you can have like push rods and camshaft problems. So it can become quite costly. But I think it's too costly to do it preventatively. So not using any oil, you do a good oil change on a regular routine. It's got quite a few miles on it. I think I would probably wait. You know, it's not necessarily guaranteed to happen. So I would kind of wait on that one. If you're having any of those problems, get it and have somebody look at it. Because if there is a lifter issue that can be resolved, if it's ignored or if it's, you know, you hear a bit of a noise and not sure what it is, have somebody look at it because you don't want a situation where you ruin the engine, essentially.
Yeah, very good. Nick, hang on. We're going to have a look at that CCO forecast, and we have more show to come. Nick will be with us till close to 7:45. Any kind of a car care question, we'd love to hear from him by phone or text, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show here every Saturday in the right after the 7 o'clock news break. Thanks to Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive every week helping our listeners out, either by phone or by text. And, Nick, I know our time has always run so quickly through this 40 minutes or so. John is in St. Paul, I believe, calling us with a question. Thanks for hanging on, John. What is your question?
Yeah, I got a question related to the radiator on my car. Car was like overheating a little bit, brought it in, had the radiator and the thermostat replaced. Was told that, you know, as you're driving it, just keep attention on it. You may have some air pockets in there. We drove it a couple of miles and it looked like it's overheating or smoking again. Is that normal? Is it we just need to top off the antifreeze? What's our next step on this?
Well, definitely top off the antifreeze, you know. We like to bleed out all the air before we release the vehicle. Maybe it was a difficult situation there. It does happen. I guess I would like to say make sure it's full. Be cautious. Drive it. If it's still going on another day or so, I would say get it back in there. Maybe there's something a little bit more going on. Maybe something was missed. I don't want to speculate or guess, but no, the car should not overheat after you pick it up. So top it off. Drive it. If you continue to have problems, get it back in.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's see if we pick up on some text messages here. After replacing plugs in my 2013 F-150, texter says, how long should you see before better MPG?
I'm not sure how measurable that is. Obviously, as things wear, the fuel economy might be affected some, but as engines wear and things get loose, so, you know, it isn't exactly a light switch, meaning that, you know, if you do a certain repairs, my gas mileage can be greatly increased. I think that's probably almost impossible to measure. A lot of circumstances involved there. But as far as the maintenance goes, to keep it running properly, keep the fuel economy as it should be, prevent misfires, emissions, you need to do the spark plugs on their scheduled maintenance, you know, which you click in the owner's manual is always to tell you what mileage that would be. But I don't think you're going to say, I put new plugs in, and then suddenly my gas mileage is going to be noticeably better.
All right. Listener says this, Nick. I have a 2014 Silverado 1500 with a 6-speed transmission. The torque converter failed. The transmission still shifts fine while the fluid is cool. Is there an easy way to flush those metal shavings out of the transmission when I have it out while replacing the torque converter?
You know, it's a little difficult. You could pull the pan, pull the filter, clean all the debris out, but there's, you know, you're going to have to almost do all that, and then you get it back assembled, flush it again. You could check with the transmission shop. Maybe they have a different way to do that, but there's a lot of pockets and passages that you can have some material that's built up. So I would maybe even flush it before you take it out or take it apart. Pull the pan, get the new filter, torque converter, maybe get it back together and try flushing the fluid again. Seems a little excessive, but transmissions, as you know, are very costly. Might be worth the few extra quarts or gallons of fluid to do the best you can there.
Very good. Listener said this via text, an 07 Jetta, where neither key won't turn the ignition. I've checked that the steering wheel is not locked. Any ideas on how to fix it?
A tip here, you can try gently tapping on the end of the key while you apply a little pressure to turn it. Sometimes those cylinders can get gummed up or locked up. And I'd say gently, we don't want to break anything. So you have your one hand applying pressure to turn the key, take something out of the other end and tap the end of the key at the same time. Maybe that might knock something loose. That doesn't work. It is possible that the cylinder itself has failed. There's little parts in there that are small and they're wearing items. So if one of them had failed, the key's not going to be set or recognized, I guess you could say, and it won't turn the cylinder.
Another question we get often, I'm sure you do every day maybe, is it safe? I guess the question is it safe to put seafoam in the oil?
You can look at every product, regardless of the brand. You can follow the instructions. We talk a lot about products, and if you're trying to fix something, you cannot fix a vehicle in a can, obviously. If you're doing some maintenance, some spring cleaning, per se, we'll call it, follow the instructions on the can as it's described. Is it necessary? I don't know. I'm not, there's lots of people can argue that different ways. I personally don't think you needed to go above and beyond what your normal maintenance is, but by all means, go ahead. But just follow the instructions. And once again, if there's something wrong with the vehicle, have somebody investigate, diagnose it. I promise you cannot fix a car with a can. So
yeah,
that's my two cents.
All right. And it's worth it, more than that. Texter says there's another tire sensor question. They had it replaced last week. Since then, the pressure light has stayed on. Do you think they did not reset it, is the question.
It's possible. Just maybe give them a phone call, get it back in. They can ping all four sensors or five sensors if there's one in the spare, make sure that the car sees them, try to figure out what's going on. We do run into that time to time again, where those, sensors, sometimes they don't reset very well or they don't ping very well. So don't be alarmed. Get it back in, have somebody take a look at it, and hopefully they can get it reset and get you back on the road.
See how much time we have before Ted comes in here. By the way, if we don't get to some of the text, I will save them and open up the show with them next week. This one says, hi, Denny. We have two vehicles over 150,000 miles. It's a good question. I use extended mileage on both. Should I change this oil sooner as the vehicles age more, or is this oil adequate?
I think you follow the same interval you always have. We always say if it's a conventional, it's 3,000 miles. If it's a synthetic oil, we like 5,000 miles. Follow that routine, the life of the vehicle. I think that will suit you just well. If you're having some sort of issues, that you might want to, increase the interval one or twice to try to clean up some carbon or sludge, by all means, that's okay. But I don't think you need to go overboard here.
Okay. Another text says, the dealer says my starter in a 21 Ram 5.7 has broken teeth. They just performed the safety update, and it refused to start. I don't believe them. I believe the update caused the problem. It only has 42,000 miles on it. I've never seen broken teeth on a starter. Just wondering what your thoughts might be.
Curious for sure. I guess that all you can do is have them demonstrate and show you. If they have to remove the starter and show you that there's broken teeth, explain why that happened or what happened. I would say that's not very common also. However, if there's problems with the teeth, I'd be worried about the flywheel flex plate, so the damage could become more. So I would probably, the vehicle's there, say, okay, hey, this is fine, but you need to show me. You need to demonstrate. And if they can't show you, demonstrate, well, then that would cause for a little bit more caution or more questions, I suppose.
And maybe get another doctor's opinion. Maybe?
Never a bad idea. It's hard because, what we do can be very difficult. Sometimes it's hard to explain and demonstrate things. But I think with the conversation, with trust going both ways, you can kind of work through most of that stuff with a good conversation.
Yeah, that's a good point. Texter says, we have a Ford Escape and the hatchback opens on its own periodically. It can be while sitting in the garage or in a parking lot, etc. Is there something we can do for this?
Yeah, I wonder if there's something with the latch or the switch that releases that latch. You know, a lot of those soft touch buttons can kind of age and maybe have a little bit of contact when they should not. So have somebody take a look at the switches, obviously, but the latch also. You know, the last thing you want to do is have that thing open up while you're headed down the road. So I would probably get an appointment and have somebody dig a little bit deeper.
All right. Nick, we are plumb out of time. Let's give the folks your information, how to find Lloyd's, and if we want to pay you a visit.
Yes, sir. So if you have a question, don't hesitate to call. We can always try to help. 651-228-1316. If you're in St. Paul on Grand Avenue, stop and say hi. We're at 982 Grand Avenue. And finally, as always, do check out our website. That's lloydsautomotive.net.
We will do that very thing. Nick, thanks for the help, and let's do this again next week.
Sounds like a date.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Stoffel, ASE Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive. He'll be back next week.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.